Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Workouts for Older Men podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you are joining me for this podcast. So you're a little bit older now, and maybe this is the first time you've been working out on a consistent basis in your life. Maybe the first half of your life or so, you were focused on your family, your business. You got that all together now, and now is the time. Maybe you're having a little bit of health concerns. Maybe you're seeing your parents get a little bit older, and you're thinking about what your health is going to be like. And so that, quite frankly, has you a little bit scared, and you know that you got to start taking care of yourself. You got to be there for your children. Again, maybe this is the first time in your life you're getting serious about it. You're ready to dedicate your willpower, focus, energy, and time into your fitness after being successful with your family life, your business life, right? Or maybe you're a little bit older now and you are dedicated maybe at a high school, at a college, and then you went on to take care of your family after, you know, really being into it. Maybe fitness at the time was going to get you the girls, going to get you confidence, whatever it did or partially did. Then you went on to take care of the rest of your life. You know, you let your fitness get away from you. And again, now is the time you're really dedicated to getting this area of your life mastered like you do the other areas of your life. All right. My name is Skip LaCour. I'm a coach. I'm a speaker. I'm an author. I'm a former six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. And that extreme focus and that extreme knowledge is what has me here so passionate about coming to you and helping you understand with all of the fitness information that's out there, not just in podcasts, but when you go over to YouTube or Facebook, Instagram, maybe you're saying, hey, I got to get this straight. Let me look on the internet. There's a lot of great free information out there. And maybe you come here and you're saying, why is this so complicated, right? You got those younger, passionate fitness experts. They have their style of teaching. They're passionate. You can appreciate that, but you know, you're not a fitness expert. You can't put all of what they're putting into it. You don't really want to achieve those results. Not that far. You just want to get healthy and in shape, and you're looking to those experts. They look so good, they should be able to tell you the information, right? But it's a little bit confusing out there. Everybody seems to be contradicting each other, telling you that the other person's wrong and this is the right way, and you're just kind of going, can somebody just tell me what to do here? You younger guys are great. I'm a little bit older. I can't make this my entire identity like you guys. It's great that you can. Hey, can you just tell me how to get fit? Can't seem to get the information. It's confusing. It's frustrating. It's overwhelming. Or at least that's how it appears to you. And so now you found me. You found this Workouts for Older Men podcast. Maybe you did a Google search and I came up. Maybe you've been following me for a long time. A lot of men have been following me for a long time. I started my internet website, my first one, 21 years ago. And I've been passionate about fitness, going through that really passionate bodybuilding stage just like the other guys. Before it became so popular, before social media and anybody can get on, it wasn't quite confusing because you had to be really dedicated to get your message out like I was for years. All right. And now you found this Workouts for Older Men, you realize there isn't a whole lot of information out there. And sometimes even the information that is for older men, how to work out, how to eat right, how to really focus on your health and fitness, sometimes it's presented by some of those younger, passionate fitness experts. They're the ones giving you advice. And maybe you can relate to it, maybe you can't. Right now you found this. What makes me uniquely qualified to give you fitness information? Well, number one, I'm 56 years old right now, and I want you to go on all of my social media platforms. I want you to go on Instagram, Skip LaCour, my YouTube channel especially. You'll see a lot of videos there. See what I look like, and that's at Skip LaCour. My Facebook page, at Skip LaCour page. I want you to be on all of my social media platforms, Twitter, Skip LaCour, Periscope, Skip LaCour, because I've been really passionate about this for 30 years now, all right? And I'm on all those social media platforms like the young guys, and I'm going to present it from a different perspective. What makes me unique, besides being just as passionate for a longer period of time than a lot of the fitness experts out there, and the teaching style, the way I communicate, more than that is that 15 years ago, I retired from competitive bodybuilding. And fitness was a huge part of my life. That's how I got all this knowledge and insight and teaching it too. So I didn't just do it. I did a lot of teaching over the internet for a very long time. And so when I was done, I wanted to move on to the rest of my life. I wanted to enjoy some of those things that you enjoyed, family, connection, maybe go to a party or two. I wanted to expand upon my business. Right, all those things, that getting the extreme knowledge, being that extreme fitness expert, becoming a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, writing about, thinking about 24/7 for years. I probably spent 15 straight years in a calorie-deprived, grouchy state from not eating food so my body would look so good, learning how to do it. I didn't want to live that life anymore. I did everything like you're probably hearing, really extreme. With my lifestyle and eating and training strategy. And I was more than willing to put in the hours of work, and so are all of the fitness experts. But is there a way to be more effective and efficient in your time? Do you have to do all that? I really pride myself on what I've learned I didn't have to do to look this great at 56. And again, I want you to go to my YouTube channel, Skip LaCour, and all my social media platforms, Facebook, I do a lot of things over there at Skip LaCour page. And you can see me. I do a lot of live broadcasts. I do recorded broadcasts too. And you'll see what I look like right here at 56 years old, living it, breathing it. But again, I'm a lot like you now. I've got a family. I've got a business. I'm thinking about my legacy. I got to work really hard from very early morning and late at night. And so I have to use effective and efficient strategies, not just do everything, right? Not just do everything. I had to scale back, and that's what I've done over the last 15 years. And yeah, I really do believe a lot of the fitness experts, if they last, maybe they're 25 years old and they've been doing it for 5 years or so, you know, when they get to 30, 35, 40, and they get 10, 15, 20 years, I think that they'll see it from a different perspective. They'll step inside your shoes with your busy, productive life and maybe present it a lot differently. They'll start scaling back on all of those things you say that they tell you, you must do that. If you're not, you're lazy. What's your excuse or all this? Right? And they'll become more relatable, and they'll teach strategies. But I think I'm a lot further ahead along the game. I really preach the 80-20 rule in life. Let's say there's 100 things to do, right? 20 of the things give you 80% of the impact. You get the most production out of the 20 things you do. And the other 80, they help out, but maybe don't have the same impact that you might think. They don't have a big, huge impact. And I really think that holds true in a lot of things in life. You've heard that before. You probably used that before, like at work. You get 80% of your problems from 20% of the employees. 20% of the employees give you 80% of the productivity. That type of thing in your business, certain maybe your inventory, your products, 20% of them give you 80% of the revenue, right? The sales, right? We see this 80-20 rule crop up in all areas of life, and I really do think it is something that we all need to consider when it comes to fitness, because the fitness experts are telling you to do all 100 things, and if you don't, you're just lazy, you're just not committed. What's your excuse? Well, I couldn't do that, but I still want to look great. And I found the 20 things, so to speak, that make the biggest impact. So I don't have to put the priority in the 80. It saves me willpower, focus, energy, and time, suffering, right? So I can keep my business going, my family that's so important to me now, without all the extreme nature. And that's what you need if you're a little bit older with a busy, productive life. This podcast is called Workouts for Older Men, and it's not just about workouts. I'm going to talk about working out, training, exercise in the gym or in your home gym, commercial gym, home gym, whatever it takes. I'm also going to talk about nutrition, because that's a huge part of it and how it all ties together. Right, the mindset is probably the biggest factor, especially from your perspective. Me being a little bit older, you know, you hear things about recovery when it's older, testosterone levels, and I really do believe that is exaggerated. I can't speak for every fitness expert out there, but the younger guys, they really over-exaggerate. It messes with your head. It messes with your head and may not be as important as you might think. And in the big picture, what your goals are, that may not be so much of a consideration, and it may be holding you back. All right, so that's a little bit about me. That's a little bit about this podcast, Workouts for Older Men. I'll tell you something. With my teaching style, these podcasts are a great vehicle, a social media platform to learn from my style. Like I said, I was on the internet 20 years ago, you know, with the dial-up AOL connection, spreading this message, not specifically designed for older men like I do now, but I've been doing it for a long time. My favorite platform, even way back then, was doing podcasts. So I've been doing a lot of podcasts. A lot of the men who have been with me for 15 years or so, they first were introduced to me with my weekly podcast that I did on bodybuilding and training. I know bodybuilding, training, working out, the instruction, it's a visual thing, but I do a lot of explaining, and this podcast lends very well with my style. That, in addition to going over to my YouTube channel, my Facebook page, you'll get the total package. On YouTube and some things that are really visual, especially for the younger guys, they don't like all this explaining stuff you're talking about, right, a lot. I get that. We all learn in different ways, and they want to just see it, right? But what I pride myself on is the thinking part of it. So if you love podcasts, you're going to love my style because it's going to help you understand things the way that you do best. And if you like this communication and this style, you're going to really love it. I really love this podcast format. I've been doing podcasts for a very long time in addition to all those more visual social media platforms. Also visit my website at skiplacour.com, skiplacour.com. I've got so much more information over there for you if you want to speed up the process and not wait for all the different podcasts, right? So what I'm going to do, and starting with this podcast, I'm going to count down the top 10 fitness challenges that older men face. Right, so I'm going to start with number 10 and count down to number 1 over the next 10 weeks or so right here, whether you're listening to this on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes or Stitcher or whatever podcast station that's your favorite. I'm going to count down the top 10 fitness challenges that older men with busy lives face. You're going to really see how much I've climbed inside your mind and men just like you. Over the last several months, I've had a couple of videos go viral for older men like this, and I make myself really available. And so just in the last 3 months alone, I have talked to at least 300 men in the same age demographic, like from 37 to 60, the kind of men who at this time left, they're really ready to put the effort into it. So I know all the challenges backwards and forwards. I know the challenges that you're going through. It may be quite comforting listening to these podcasts and you say, oh, this guy gets it. He knows exactly, he's talking exactly to me. I've heard that dozens and dozens and dozens of times over the last few months with not just with my podcast, but my videos and my blog posts. So I got you. I got you covered. You're not alone. I'm going to help you through this with all the information that I've gathered. And so, like I said, over the next 10 podcasts or so right here, I'm going to count down the top 10 fitness challenges that older men face. And that's how I collected all this insight, not just me personally going through the journey, not just because I'm an older man with a busy, productive life and I want to be fit, because I've talked to so many men who are just like you. So number 10 is unclear standards. As I talked about the top 10 fitness challenges that older men face, unclear standards. What's available to you? What can you do? Is your metabolism slow down? Is you just can't eat that anymore? The body can't build muscle, can't lose fat because now that you're older? Is it because your testosterone levels are so low? Right? What is possible for you? Those standards aren't clear. And it's so frustrating because, again, this mindset is so important. You'll hear me talk about it. It's woven into everything I teach about training, nutrition, lifestyle, everything. The mindset is so important. And a lot of older men with busy, productive lives, they just throw up their hands before even starting because it's implanted in their mind by the younger passionate fitness experts that your testosterone levels are down to nothing. You can't do that. Can't train that hard. You got to recover. It's slow. You can't build muscle. All these type of things. Right, and during these next 10 broadcasts, I'm going to break it down. There's going to be so much information, but it's going to really work on your mindset. What is impossible? Let's talk about number 10, those unclear standards, because it's really important for you to understand. It's important for you to understand because the chances are great at your age, you're probably the only one who works out, who's putting in the effort, going to the gym, watching what they eat, listening to a fitness podcast. You're probably the only man doing it. Maybe at the gym you see some guy along the way. Maybe you have a training partner or a friend. But you two are the very few. Right? If you look around, your friends, your family members, the other men at work who are your age, they don't work out. They think you're just amazing. You're the most dedicated person in the world. Wow, you go to the gym. How do you do that? Right? Boy, you're really watching what you eat. Wow, that's awesome. Right? And that is great. You are one of a very special few. You deserve all that admiration. Again, look around. How many guys your age are even working out? Not very many. And that's great because that makes you special, unique, and different. The only challenge is there's no standards. You can't just pull up the YouTube channel. Maybe you can see me, and I may be your age, maybe even older, but I've been doing it for 30 years. Someone said to me, hey, I hear this all the time, man, you look great. I just can't believe your bodies just look amazing. Now, I know I'm not going to look exactly like you, but you give me the hope, the inspiration, the motivation that I can look so much better than maybe I thought. And I'm glad I can provide a higher standard than maybe what you thought possible. And I know I'm talking here on a podcast, so make sure you get a glimpse of what I look like, right, when you go to my YouTube or my Facebook page. And I always joke around and I say, look, I was a 6-time national champion bodybuilder. While you were building that whole life and that family and that business that you've been enjoying and you deserve to enjoy because you've been putting that focus and energy into your family, in your business for so many years, right? Man, I was alone. I was focused. I was doing it, letting the other areas of my life, not putting that priority there. Right, so I hope you can't just catch up with me in 6 months or a year of training of something that I've been passionate about doing and breaking down from every angle. I want you to benefit from the 80-20 rule, how I explain it to you, right? So you can become the best. You can be shorter with a lot more certainty and confidence and to the possibilities that are available to you. I want all that for you, right? But you're not going to catch up to me. If there's God up in heaven, I say, you wouldn't be able to catch up to me in 6 months or a year, but that's okay. That's okay, but I get it, you know. So those unclear standards, not only are the younger fitness experts are making you believe the reason why you can't lose that body fat or build that muscle or how often you should train or you follow the strategies, they're planting that into your head right from the beginning. You don't have anybody to compare yourself to, all right? And I find that to be a real challenge. That's why it's number 10 of the top 10 fitness challenges that older men with busy lives face, is that they've created this standard in their head. Now, I hope, like, you're successful in your business and your family, right? You assume that you have high standards, right? But how do you know? Who do you compare yourself to? Where are all the studies for men your age and how dedicated they are? There's no studies out there, right? Because you're so few, if you think about it. Right, but you can't look around and say, wow, that guy lifts, he's my age, boom. Just raise your standard. You know how it is. We can do that with a lot of things in life, and not that we compare ourselves to others, right? But at least if we see somebody in our situation, whatever it is in regular life, we can just immediately adjust our standards and work harder and everything like that. But so unclear when it comes to fitness, those unclear standards. And this is the frustration that I see from most men who are a little bit older with busy, productive lives, is that, okay, so they know they look better than most. They have a certain amount of body fat, and, you know, they want to lose a little bit more and look a little better. They're going on the internet looking for information, and they're coming to the younger, passionate fitness experts. All right, so they're in this place. They're better than all the other men around them. right? They know they've achieved that standard. They want more. They're putting in the work. But they can't compare themselves to other men because they're doing nothing, right? You wouldn't do all this work just to be better than them. Does that really count, right? But then you see the fitness experts giving you the information, and it's confusing. Anyway, trust me, all the information, you're a smart guy. You're a little bit older. You've had success in other areas of your life. Trust me, this is really confusing for you, those older than you, those younger than you, right, of how it's presented. It's the wild, wild west. Just everybody gets a 4K camera, some have better style than others, put up a YouTube channel, learn about some keywords to search it, and everybody is passionately sharing their message, whatever level of experience, whatever ability to teach, and they've done a good job getting in front of your face. It may not be because of the information or the knowledge or even the teaching style. It's just because for all this great free information. Sounds good. The person looks good. They certainly are certain in about it. Right? But you don't look anything like that fitness expert. So here you are in the middle, right? You've distanced yourself from all the men your age. But again, they're not even working out. They're not even working out. Right? And then you got the fitness experts all lean and veins. And those shoulders and arms popping out, and you want more of that, and you're willing to do the work, you're willing to eat, right? Just tell me the information. But at this point right now, you're a lot closer to those men your age who aren't even working out. You're way closer to them than those younger, passionate fitness experts who look so great. And that's going, wait a second. And so a lot of men, they assume they must be doing something right. Here we go, the grinding, the frustration, the bouncing around from routine to routine, right? Because something isn't right. Why am I closer to the men my age who don't even work out, right, to the fitness experts? It's not even close, all right? So the unclear standards, again, go to skiplacour.com. I've got a special section just for men like you, like me, a little bit older with busy, productive lives, and you can get a lot of the information that I'm going to continue as I count down the top 10 fitness challenges that older men with busy, productive lives face during these series of podcasts. You can get a lot of information when you go to skiplacour.com. All right? And that is going to be really helpful as you kind of put this all together. All right? So, but the biggest challenge, again, is that you have nothing to compare it to. You're getting all this information. It's confusing. You're thinking doing something wrong. You know, I use the example. Like maybe I know you're a little bit older like me, so there wasn't all of this GPS, right? You can just say, where do you want to go on your phone, right? And it'll tell you exactly where to go. But back when we were younger, right, those Thompson maps that we had to pull out and everything like that. And I don't know about you, but I didn't necessarily – read those maps, all those well, especially in new cities and things like that. It's really pain back then. How do we even get around back then? I probably didn't even do as much traveling around as I probably did because I knew I couldn't read those maps very well, right? You know what it's like to go down the freeway? You're going south. You're pretty sure that that's where you need to go, and you're driving fast. Maybe you've got somebody with you. And they're talking to you, maybe about something important. You're listening to a song on the radio that if you weren't so nervous or confused, if you're going the right way, so uncertain, you would enjoy that song. Maybe it was a beautiful evening or something like that, a beautiful view. But you are so consumed, you're sweating, you're anxious, you're nervous, you're uncertain because you're going south and you're thinking, this doesn't look right. I think I took the wrong turn. I think I should be going north, right? And you're thinking, well, how hard should I drive? The harder I drive, I'm just going the wrong direction. I'm going to have to just turn around. If I go half hour more this way and I'm wrong, well, that's a half hour waste and a half hour coming back just to get to this point. Uncertainty. For a lot of men, that's how they feel as they're going down this fitness journey. They want to do it right. They want to drive right. They want to enjoy the person talking to them. They want to enjoy the music. They want to enjoy the scenery, right? But they're so uncertain, the whole experience is miserable. Maybe you've done that back in the day, and then maybe after half an hour you saw some land, right? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I am going right. Okay, now you ease up, you have that certainty, and you have that confidence, and now you can enjoy what the person next to you is saying, or really pay attention because it's probably important. You can enjoy that music and enjoy that scenery and get along your drive. But before that, you can't get that time back. That half hour where you are uncertain, it was miserable. It was miserable. And again, thank God for GPS. Those days are gone, right? They'll tell you to turn around. Well, if you can identify, because you're my age, with that, what we had to deal with younger in life, well, that's how a lot of older men with busy, productive lives, with their working out, their fitness, their eating. They're so uncertain. They could be doing right, but they couldn't. They're so uncertain. The whole process is miserable. They quit. They bounce from routine to routine. And I can tell you this. When all these podcasts are done, and I suggest that, you know, I'm just putting this podcast out there. It's just a different way to connect with you. I'm so glad you're here. Look, anytime you have a question, you can email me at skipout@skiplacour.com. Go to my website, skiplacour.com. Go to my YouTube channel, post comments and questions down below. Go to my Facebook page, at skiplacour page. All right, speed up this process now that you found this podcast. I want you not to wait for me to go over the next 10 weeks of these top 10 fitness challenges that older men face as I count down, right? When you can, I'm just here to use the internet to connect with you. You're a podcast guy, but you want this information. And you can listen to the 10 podcasts over the next 10 weeks, but take action right now, right? All this information I have for you, I want to give you that certainty. I want, as you're driving down the freeway, to know that you're going down the right direction with more certainty. Right, I know that number 10 is these unclear standards. You don't know what to compare yourself, who to listen to. Is it possible? Is it not? Can I build muscle? Do I lose fast? Is it because I don't have a testosterone? How much can I train? Right, all these young guys telling you this, fitness experts, you don't have anybody to compare yourself. These unclear standards. Well, I want to help you with that. Continue to listen to these Workouts for Older Men podcasts. But come over, speed the process. You see, I've got everything all set up for you. We're on skiplacour.com, my YouTube channel, and Facebook. Right? You can continue to listen to these podcasts as I count down the top 10. But this podcast is just a way to connect with you, all right, to bring you over into my circles. You found your home here with these Workouts for Older Men. And when you did a Google search and this popped up, you said, wow, that's just what I need to hear. And you can understand that it's Workouts for Older Men and a whole lot more, and a whole lot more. So I'm so glad you're here. So number 10 of the top 10 fitness challenges that older men who are busy face are those unclear standards. You can see that confusion, frustration, overwhelm, going down south, down the freeway, thinking you should be going north, and everything that causes. It's a real challenge. It's a real challenge for older men with busy, productive lives. And I want to help you through all that. Got a couple ways for you to connect. Again, I said to go to skiplacour.com already. You can see all the articles already, all the videos for you. You can go to YouTube, and that's at skiplacour, Facebook at skiplacour page. Get on my Twitter, Instagram, Periscope at skiplacour. But I've got this special members only website. Go to manformationworkouts.com. Manformationworkouts.com. Manformation, like a transformation, a manformationworkouts.com. If you have this members only website, and in that members-only website, I've got all this information, videos, workouts, all this information. I want it to be your central hub so you don't have to go through all the information, all the different experts, the young ones, the extreme ones, and those type of things. It's absolutely free. I'll issue personally a username and password. But when you go to manformationworkouts.com, I've got this questionnaire. And I ask you some very skilled questions because I coach men like you all over the world. Right? They're successful in business. They're successful in their family. And they don't want to wait until they're 65 years old to learn this, so they come to me and I bring them clarity. So when you fill out the questionnaire over at manformationworkouts.com and you get your free username and password into the members-only website, and if I can tell that you are committed, you're dedicated, I'll reach out to you. I'll give you a call. So if you get a call from the 925 area code, I explain it all in a video, and you'll see all the questions, and you submit that to me. I will personally issue you a username and password to this free members-only website. But if I know that you are committed, so many men do this and they get calls from me. They're surprised. Some guys are expecting it. They know that, hey, I left it all on the floor when I filled out this question. I know he's going to call me, and they're almost anticipating it from the 925 area code. So go ahead, get your free access to this members-only website at manformationworkouts.com. Fill out the questionnaire, and you're going to get a call from me, from the 925 area code. All right, so that's going to do it for this week's Workouts for Older Men podcast, right? But I want you, I met you here on this podcast. I hope you like this as you stumbled onto it, but use it to get inside my inner circles, right? Don't just wait for the next podcast. Go watch, again, YouTube, Facebook, skiplacour.com, fill out the form, get my members only website, get a call from me. Let's speed it up right now. We don't have to wait, right? And you can always come back to these podcasts, all right? So thank you so much for joining me for this Workouts for Older Men podcast. Again, I'm Skip LaCour. You can always reach out to me at skip@skiplacour.com.